Legal fight is waged over mother's will. The Atlanta Journal, Tuesday, the 18th of November, 1913, page 2, column 4. Daughters of Mrs. Emma Lee, go to court to settle dispute. A bitter fight between three sisters over $50,000 estate left by their mother. Mrs. Emma G. Lee, commenced before Judge George L. Bell in Superior Court Tuesday morning. The youngest of the sisters, Mrs. Annie LaRue Lee Mizell, 139 East North Avenue, has filed a caveat to the will probated early this year by her older sisters, Mrs. Maud Lee Thompson, 332 Houston Street, and Mrs. Claude Lee Stamps, 318 Washington Street. The will, to which exception has been taken, divides the estate, which consists principally of realty near Covington, where the Lee family was prominent many years, equally between the three sisters. Mrs. Mizell, however, asserts it was her mother's intention to leave her the entire estate. The will of her father, the late Lyndon Lee of Covington, provided amply for the older sisters, she asserts, and her mother intended to make her sole heir. Mrs. Mizell has in her possession a will dated about 5 years ago, in which she is named as sole heir. This will is said to have been invalidated by one alleged to have been signed by Mrs. Lee a few weeks before her death in the spring of this year, declares will invalid. Mrs. Mizell charges the will produced by her sisters is not in reality the will of her mother, that if she did sign it, she did not realize what sort of a paper was being handed her by her older daughters, and did not realize that she was disposing of her property. The trial of the case will probably last several days, but evidence in the form of the deposition of Dr. N. Z. Anderson, the Lee's family physician, has already been introduced by attorneys for Mrs. Mizell, Judge John S. Candler, Asa W. Candler, and George Westmoreland, to substantiate this claim. Dr. Anderson states in the deposition that on the afternoon the paper purported to be the will was signed, Mrs. Lee also signed a check, and that she had to be supported in her bed. So weak was she when both papers were signed. The propounders of the will are represented by attorneys Luther Z. Rosser and Stiles Hopkins. A demur to the caveat was argued when the case was first put on trial, and a unique feature of the argument was that in supporting his contentions, attorney Rosser quoted from a decision written by the opposing counsel, Judge Candler, when he was on the Supreme Court bench. Page 3, Column 2, Supreme Court of GA, Atlanta, Gay Novern 18. Judgments, Sonhern Railway Company versus Williams et al., from Fulton Superior Court Judge Pendleton, affirmed, McDaniel and Black, for plaintiff in error, Moore and Pomeroy, Colquitt and Conyers contra, Railroad Commission of Georgia et al. Versus Louisville and Nashville Railroad Company, from Fulton Judge Ellis, reversed, James K. Hines, Walter McElreath, Mason and Johnson, for plaintiffs in error, tie, Peoples and Jordan, McDaniel and Black, contra, Pulliam versus Donaldson, from Fulton Judge Zills, affirmed, Calhoun and Connolly, for plaintiff in error, Rosser and Brandon contra, Scott Trustee et al. Versus Lansford et al., from Newton Judge Roan, affirmed with direction, J.S. James, Phil W. Davis, Jr., for plaintiffs in error, R.W. Milner, C.C. King, contra, Cassidy versus Howard et al. And Bird et al. Versus Howard et al., from Bibb Judge Matthews, affirmed in part, reversed in part, John R. Cooper, Sam B. Hunter, Hall and Roberts, for plaintiffs in error, R.D. Reagan contra, Heinemann versus Raper from Floyd, rehearing denied, argued and submitted, J.W. Bailey versus C.N. Anderson and vice versa, from Miller, S.S. Timmons versus Wee Bostwick from Early, L.J. Strickland versus Babcock Brothers Lumber Company, from Miller, B.H. Hill versus J.A. Horsley, from Terrell, Georgia, Florida and Alabama Company versus Biddick and Mays, from Miller, Georgia, Florida and Alabama Railway Company versus T.J. Nichols, from Randolph, H.F. Hamill, Administrator versus W.H. Flowers, from Early, Connie Powell et al. Versus D.W. James, from Early, Biddick and Mays versus Georgia, Florida and Alabama Railway Company, from Miller, W.J. Cowart versus E.J. Ingram, from Early, W.T. Taller et al. Versus W.J. West, Executive 4, from Clay, W.H. Tripp et al., Trustees versus E.A. Evans Clerk et al., from Early, J.W. Bailey versus H.C. Powell, from Miller, A.W. Parker versus Planters Bank of Americas, from Sumter, Back of Stewart County versus S.B. Mardre, Administratrix et al., from Stewart, Mrs. M.A. Hayslip versus Mrs. A.J. Fields, Administratrix, from Lee, W.T. Cook versus A.V. Calloway et al., from Lee,